I've been very active in terms of the fishing industry. I created a structured dialogue with all of the sectors, both pre and post the Brexit decision. And you can go on about the common fisheries policy. That's subject to 10-year reviews. And we've already signaled, we met with the commissioner for fisheries. I met with him, took the step to meet with him when he came to Ireland. And I met with all of the fishing representatives. And what's interesting is one of the reasons why we suffer so much in the Brexit decision on fisheries is because of the common fisheries policy gave us access to British waters to a very extensive degree, particularly in terms of the mackerel catch that we had in British waters. A no-deal Brexit would have been catastrophic for our fishing sector. That had to be avoided. That said, the deal that was done, we believe, was unfairly disproportionate in respect of Ireland. We did receive substantial funding in the Brexit Adjustment Reserve Fund of about 20% of the overall European fund. We got 20% of it, about 4 billion. We will allocate some of that, obviously, to the fishing industry and to the coastal communities affected by the fishing industry.
We're out of time now, I'm sorry.
We have 2 minutes extra.
Well, will people who are...
We need 5 minutes, really, I suppose.
Well, if people... Well, is the House agreed that we will take 2 minutes from the next group of questions?
2 minutes, yeah.
2 minutes, is agreed.
Okay. And just to say that is the reality of the situation in terms of... Because I would have met with all the sector even prior to becoming Taoiseach. And there was a range of issues on the agenda. One was the common fisheries policy, but as the common fisheries policy gave us access to the British waters that were now have been restricted in accessing because of the... agreement between the European Union and the British government in respect of fishing, in terms of the broader issue, our discussions with the industry, our meeting with the Commissioner was very clearly signalling that in the forthcoming review that we will be pushing for restoration. For better measures to facilitate greater access to fish for Irish fishermen more generally. That's what we're going to continue to do. But in terms of... No, I think, look, you did a lot of sloganeering, Deputy, but I heard nothing by way of... No, but look, it's the same old stuff that's gone on for 30 years. And I think we need to get in solution mode. I've said this to the industry as well. It's all slogan, as far as I'm concerned. But I think we need to get involved in solution mode. You're not. I can see that. You're involved in politics and opposition for the sake.